I want you, on the next project that you work on, to not only give what's expected, I want you to completely blow away the client. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Five Figure Freelance Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Lancaster, as always, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking about the mindset shift that completely changed the success trajectory of my business. It completely shifted how I approach projects. It completely changed in a positive way how I engage with clients. And if you make this one single shift in your mindset when going into projects and working on projects, you are going to see the benefits instantly. And I mean more money, I mean more referrals, I mean getting treated better by clients, being respected as an expert. And this is 100% the best piece of advice that I would give myself if I was starting as a freelancer from scratch again. Now, this advice seems really simple, but let me give you a little bit of a backstory before we actually dive into the advice itself. Now, when I just started out freelancing, I was working with tons of different clients and I was managing lots of different projects. And what I would do is I would take a project and I would basically try to meet the client's expectations and ask them what they want and ultimately try and just get paid as soon as possible. And that approach sometimes worked, but the reality is over exceeding expectations and actually doing your best is completely different to just approaching a project trying to get paid. If you go into a project just looking to get paid, you are never ever going to reach your full potential. And I'll explain why. Now, one thing that is really important to say is that on occasion, I've put everything into a project and had the client turn around and say that the work isn't good enough and that they don't like it and they want a refund. I remember basically spending a week on a brand strategy for a client, and at the end of the week, they basically said that it was all absolute rubbish and they demanded a refund, a full refund, and they basically said if they don't get a full refund, then they're going to report me to Fiverr and say that I'm a fraud or whatever. And that really hurt, because when you put your heart and soul into something, you open yourself up and you make yourself vulnerable to be hurt. And there's a very fine line between just really, really trying your best at something and opening yourself up to be vulnerable to potentially being hurt by the client. Now, the tricky thing is that if you don't do your best, and if you only do things 80%, even 90%, if you do that, then ultimately you're not giving your best, and you can never give your best if you do not make yourself a little vulnerable. And people won't talk about this. Freelancers never talk about this aspect of doing your very, very best and giving 100%, because when we give 100% to something in order to achieve greatness, you have to open yourself up to failure and be willing for a client to tell you that the logo designs that you've designed for the past 2 weeks are rubbish. You need to hone your expertise at 100% commitment, because anything less and you're cutting yourself short, not the client, yourself. Because if you don't put in 100%, then you're not achieving your full potential. You're not stretching your expertise and digging deep enough to become a better version of your skill set and who you are as a freelancer. So that's the thing which I want you to really take away from this episode. I want you, on the next project that you work on, to not only give what's expected, I want you to completely blow away the client with everything you have. Everything. Do an extra concept. Do, you know, extra packaging, for example. Showcase the logo in a way that, you know, the client can just look at it and say, you know what it is? Like, this person has put in so much effort and thought into making this project a success. Over exceed expectations like the client cannot even believe. Just watch what happens. And in the very slim chance that it doesn't work, do it the next time. And just do it. Just do it maybe 3, 4, 5 times and just watch what happens. And when you see the difference and you understand it and you experience it, pop me a message on Instagram and tell me about your experience. I want you to do this. And by the way, if you want my freelance finance worksheet, DM me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is TheScottLancaster. And if you DM me the word money to my Instagram, which is TheScottLancaster, I will send you my freelance financial organizer, which will basically allow you to effortlessly grow your wealth, build your business, and know exactly where your money is going and coming from. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to these episodes. I really do. I put in a lot of time and effort into planning them, into thinking about what I'm going to talk about, digging deep into what I've experienced as a freelancer and the failures, the positive parts, the negative parts, everything. It's really, really important that I share these little tiny lessons with you, especially if you're just starting out in freelancing, or maybe you've been freelancing a little while and you're kind of struggling to break through that ceiling and really reach your full potential. These are the little lessons that are really going to help you. So make sure you subscribe, and it will literally take you less than a second to leave a 5-star review on this podcast. I want this podcast to have as many 5-star reviews as possible once we hit 100 episodes, so leave that review now, because once we get to 100 episodes, we're going to start reaching out to the likes of Chris Doe and other incredible business people and freelancers so that we can get the best education possible for you. So if you can do anything for me, please just leave a 5-star review on this podcast so I can start boosting the podcast up the rankings, it can be listened to more people, and we can start pulling in amazing guests for you to learn from. Anyway, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. I hope you enjoy this episode, and I will see you next time.